hearing devices or personal listening devices. We have four of them available, and we can get more if we need them. They're really easy to use. There's a silver button on the top. You just press and hold that button until the display on the front lights up with the letters and numbers, and then let go, and then it's on. Then you, I wanted to show you my haircut, by the way. Then you just slip the earpiece over the top of your ear. It works on your left ear or your right ear. Either way, just make sure the wire is going out the back. When you're done, then the volume buttons are on the front, up and down. It's really simple. When you're done, press and hold the button on the top until it lights up on the front with that round power symbol, and then let go, and it's off. Simple as that. If you want, you can bring your own earbuds, your own headphones, and plug it in here instead of using this earpiece. If that feels good, we have antibacterial wipes back there that you can, if you're afraid of cooties, you can wipe off the earpiece. That's great. So when you bring it, you just plug your own into the top. And if you notice, there are two headphone jacks. That means if you want, you can share with a friend. Okay, so perfect. And if you happen to have Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids, we also have the T-coil looped. So it's very simple. You just pick one of the, we have one of these, and we can get more. You just put it on like a necklace, like that, and then you plug it in like you would the headphones, and then you pair it with your hearing aid through Bluetooth. I have no idea, I don't have one, I don't know how it works, but if you have one, I'm sure you know how to do it, and then it will connect straight to your hearing aid or hearing aids, and it goes directly there, and you don't need to listen with earphones or anything like that. So it's a great thing. So that's our personal listening devices, and I would strongly encourage you, if you need that, to go ahead and use it. The cool thing about it is that if you use those, you're one of the few people in the church that if the preacher goes long, you can just turn it down and go to sleep, right? Or if I forget to turn my mic off, it's like I'm singing a solo just for you right into your ear, at which point you'd probably want to turn it down, okay? So if you would like to purchase your own that you can have and hold forever and just take care of, take home, bring back when you need it, we'd be happy to order one for you. They're $150. Just let us know. And I realize the irony that if you're having trouble hearing, you maybe didn't hear what I just said. So if you know somebody who needs this, please tell them and let them know. All right, stand and greet your neighbors and say, ears to you. I invite you to remain standing and join me for the confession and forgiveness for Lent, which is printed in the bulletin. Friends in Christ, it's in our confession that we realize our desire for God and our hope for God's mercy. It's in admitting the truth of our lives that we take the first step toward wholeness and healing. So let's make our confession. Gracious God, source of all life, Lord of mercy and grace, hear our prayer. We come before you in need of healing, the healing of our bodies and souls, the healing of our relationships, the healing of our pride and fear and apathy. We know that with you, nothing is impossible. Not even our healing, not even the restoration of the whole world. We pray that you will heal us, that you will heal our world, so that we will be free to serve and love and dream and be as Christ calls us. Amen. Friends, hear this good news. The love of God is beyond measure, and you are included in that love. Know that through Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven, and that you are freed to love and serve others. Amen. We sing our gathering hymn number 323. We all survived the big Y2K19, the GPS rollover. Now, in case you didn't hear about this, yesterday was a really big day in technology because once every 19 years, the global positioning system reaches the end of the number of weeks that it can remember, and it has to reset and start over. And there's a lot of things tied in with GPS, not to mention your navigation system. So there was some concern that GPS would get all messed up, but you all made it today, so congratulations, you survived. Luckily, in the church, we don't function on global positioning system, we function on the God positioning system, so that wherever you are in the universe, you know exactly where you are in the hands of God. And you can be confident that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit is with you all.
Thank you.
And please join me in the prayer of the day. Creator God, you prepare a new way in the wilderness, and your grace waters our desert. Open our hearts to be transformed by the new thing you are doing, that our lives may proclaim the extravagance of your love given to all through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And you may be seated.
The first reading is from Isaiah 43. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea, a path in the mighty waters, who brings out chariot and horse, army and warrior. They lie down, they cannot rise. They are extinguished, quenched like a wick. Do not remember the former things or consider the things of old. I'm about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The wild animals will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, for I give water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. To give drink to my chosen people, the people whom I formed for myself, so that they might declare my praise. Here ends the reading.
I'd like to invite the children to come forward and join me for the children's message. Come on down. Okay. We got one more coming. I see him. You guys having a good day? Yeah. Did you do anything fun yesterday? Yeah? What'd you do?
Couple times.
What'd you do?
Walk my dog.
Ah, nice.
I went bowling.
Oh, excellent. You guys had a good weekend. Well, it's going to be even better because today we're going to play a game called What's That Smell? Okay? So, this is how it works. I've got a few things for you to smell, and don't say, if you know what it is, don't say, okay? And then when everybody's had a chance to smell it, then I'll ask you, what's that smell? And then you tell me, okay? Okay, go ahead. Okay, you got it? Who knows? What's that smell?
I think it's vanilla pudding.
You think it's vanilla pudding? What do you think it is?
Marshmallows.
Marshmallows.
I'd go with marshmallows.
Marshmallows. Very similar answers. It was, in fact, vanilla. So good. Give them a hand. Their noses are working. All right. So what does vanilla make you think of? Raise your hand if you have a hand.
Ice cream.
Ah.
I'm going to go with him.
With him. Okay. That's okay. So when I smell vanilla, it makes me think of my parents' love, because vanilla makes me think, reminds me of when my mom used vanilla to make cookies for us, and when my dad used to give us vanilla ice cream, right? So we knew we were loved. Okay, here's the next one. I'm going to start this end this time. Okay, you know what that is? It's my dirty sock. No, I'm just kidding. It's not. It's not. What's that smell? I saw your hand first.
Pepper.
Pepper. Interesting.
I think it's pepper too.
Wow. Okay.
Pepper.
Pepper. Well, you're close. It's spice. It's seasoning. It's actually pizza seasoning. Okay. I know you don't usually smell it in the pure form, but it's pizza seasoning. What does the smell of pizza make you think of? What does it remind you of?
Going to the bowling alley.
Going to the bowling alley, okay. Well, for me, pizza, smell of pizza reminds me of my friends' love, because we used to get together and we would hang out and we would eat pizza and we would talk and we would just take care of each other and love each other. Okay, got another one for you. Start with you. He winced a little bit. What's that smell? Who has an answer?
I think it's like soap.
Soap. Okay. Any other ideas?
Boy's deodorant.
Boy deodorant. Really?
I don't know.
Okay, that's a perfectly good answer. It is actually my wife's perfume. Strong enough for a man, but made for a woman. Well, when I smell that smell, it makes me think of my wife and my wife's love, and all the things that she does for me, and all the good times that we've had with each other, okay? So our Bible reading today, our gospel lesson, is about smelling, okay? There is a story about a woman named Mary, not Jesus's mother, a different woman named Mary, and she got some smelly oil, and she poured it all over Jesus' feet, and it smelled nice, and it says the smell filled the room, and when Jesus smelled that, he knew that he was loved, and every time he smelled that smell, he would remember that he was loved. Okay, I have one more for you to smell.
Virginia.
What's that smell? Say that again. One more time. And for the fourth time.
Smells like the wine.
Thank you. I finally got the mic on. Smells like the wine. Right. It's communion wine, right? And some of you, I know, take communion, and some of you don't. But even if you don't take communion, you can still smell it, can't you? Right? And every time you smell that smell, it's a reminder that God loves you. Okay? So, today, we're remembering that God loves us through smell. So let's bow our heads, everybody, fold our hands, repeat after me. Thank you, God, for all the smells that remind me that I am loved. Amen. Okay, so it just so happens, Susan, go ahead and hold up the package. I have for you today pizza goldfish, okay? I told you the smell of pizza reminds me of my friends and love, so I have pizza goldfish for you so you can go see Susan. She's the one who smells like boy deodorant. And and you remember to smell your goldfish before you eat them and know that you're loved. Let's stand for the gospel acclamation. The gospel for today is written in the 12th chapter of the Gospel of John. Six days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at the table with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of the disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." This is the gospel of the Lord. And you may be seated. Well, you may be asking yourself, what's nard? Right? That's what I thought when I read this. I've read this many times. As I read it over again, I thought, well, what exactly is nard? So, of course, I went to the internet, which proved to be a very interesting journey, as always. I found out from the free dictionary that nard is a Middle Eastern board game similar to backgammon. I thought, no, that's probably not what she put on Jesus' feet. And then on YouTube, I discovered that nard, also known as Mob Squad Nard, is a rapper from Florida. I thought, no, that's probably not what they're talking about either. On the Urban Dictionary, I discovered that nard is slang for an annoying person. It even gave the clarifying example, Marcus is so annoying, he's such a nard. Well, that explains it. And then finally, good old Wikipedia helped me out, telling me that nard is an aromatic flowering plant that grows in the Himalayas and is also known as spike nard, which totally sounds like a rap name. So in order for that nard to get to Bethany near Jerusalem for Mary to use in our gospel reading today, it had to go from the Himalayan mountains to Jerusalem. In order for that to happen, it had to go from here to hear. In order to get there, they would have had to have gone up into the mountains, picked it, carried it by foot, animal or human, down to the Mediterranean Sea, loaded it on a ship, sailed it across the Arabian Sea, gone up the Red Sea to the port of Memphis, and there they still would have had to have carried it another 200 miles to get it to Jerusalem. That's why it's so expensive. I mean, it would have been easier to bring Mob Squad Nard from Florida to Jerusalem than Spike Nard, right? So you can understand why it was expensive stuff. And this is what Mary used to give an incredible gift to Jesus. She poured it on his feet as an act of kindness and love. But it was an opportunity for Judas to make fun of the teacher's pet, the honor student. You know, the one who always sits in front close to the teacher, raises their hand, gets every question right. Well, in the Gospels, that person is Mary of Bethany. She always seems to get it right. When Jesus was in their home previously, she was the one who sat by his feet and soaked up his teaching while her sister Martha was busy doing other things. It was Mary who was the one who believed that even when her brother Lazarus had died, that Jesus could raise him from the dead, and Jesus did. In our gospel lesson today, Mary believes and understands what Jesus said, that he's going to die soon. And so, in this act of love, she pours the spikenard on his feet to let him know that she cares and to show him this act of kindness. Now, it's an opportunity for Judas then to make fun of the honor student and say, well, you should have sold it and given the money to the poor. But Jesus shuts him down immediately and says, no, she's done a kind thing for me. Kindness matters. Now, when I went to college, Susan and I, and Wendy, and Melanie, maybe. All right. Had a teacher named Dr. Raymond Harms. Dr. Harms was a brilliant man, okay? He was fluent in several ancient languages. He was on the team that translated the Revised Standard Version of the Bible. He literally wrote the Bible. He taught at Princeton at the same time that Albert Einstein was there. And most importantly, he was my wife's confirmation teacher in Ackley. Okay? He came back from Princeton to Iowa to pastor and to be a teacher. And it could not have been easy for this brilliant man doing this high-level teaching and interpretation to have to teach entry-level religion classes to college freshmen and sophomores who were mostly just trying to get their religion credit out of the way. And he taught a class called Literature of the Old and New Testament. It was a hard class. The rumor on campus was the only person to ever get an A in that class was God. And Jesus got a B+. He was strict. He would throw you out of class for yawning or for wearing a hat, you know? And so people were a little bit afraid of him. When he asked a question, they were afraid to answer. And so whenever he asked a question, he would call, he'd look at his roster, and he would call on a person to answer that specific question. And it was just a situation like that. I was in one of his classes. He had just asked a question, called on me, and I answered it. I don't remember what the question was. I don't remember what my answer was. But I remember when I finished it, he looked at me somewhat surprised and said, "That's right. That's exactly right." And then from the back of the class somewhere, I heard laughter. Like people were laughing at the teacher's pet for getting the question right, exactly right. And he immediately said, "There will be no snickering. His answer is exactly the kind of deep thinking I'm looking for in this class." And his words of affirmation poured over me like pure nard. It was an act of kindness. I loved it. It was that moment where I really first started to think, I'm pretty good at this stuff. Maybe I should be a pastor. But you know, I still only got an A minus in that class. Kindness matters. Which is what we see in our gospel reading today. Mary did this act of kindness. She poured pure nard, pure expensive nard on Jesus' feet. And in a day when people didn't bathe very often, and it being just a few days before Jesus' death, it's highly possible that the smell of that nard was still clinging to Jesus' feet as he hung on the cross. And that smell could have wafted up to his nostrils. And in a moment when he felt completely abandoned, he would have been reminded of this act of kindness, and that even now he was loved. Kindness matters.
How old are you?
97. I'll be 98 in October. I live in a retirement community. And we used to have a bus here to take people to the grocery store twice a week. And they gave that bus up, I don't know why. So a lot of people were stuck around here. Like my neighbor Joyce, who was a very shy person. She said to me, well, if they don't get another bus, they'll find another place for me to live. And she said, I just don't want to go anywhere else. I said, Joyce, I'll get you to the grocery store every week. But I lost my driver's license because somebody thought I was too old. But I didn't have a mark against me at all. I was heartbroken at that. I really was. It made me feel old. It made me feel useless. I am a good driver. I really am. I'm not fearful when I drive, but I'm very careful.
You're a hot rod?
No.
Drag,
well, I drive 65, but I obey the rules. So I went to get it back. You make a promise, it's important for me to keep that promise if it's possible. And I passed it. I'm on the earth, I'm here. If I can contribute, I should. Shouldn't we all? And not just think of ourselves?
It's supposed to get real cold.
Like I say, I don't have money to give, but I can give myself and my time. A lot of people in the world who don't have anybody who cares about them. So that's the way I felt. We're asked to love our neighbor, be a friend. That will give you joy. I mean, I don't do this, so you think I'm great. I don't even think of that. My daughter says, Mother, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. I'll say, well, okay. And like I say, I do what I please. I wouldn't do anything dangerous, but, you know. How about a cup of tea? Would you like a cup of tea and a muffin?
Kindness matters. Who can you pour some nard on this week? You know, maybe play nard with your neighbor or another game or do another activity. Or maybe pour some nard on your kids and let them choose the radio station for once, even if it is Mob Squad nard. Or pour some nard on a nard. Invite an annoying person to lunch. They probably don't have very many friends anyway. Of course, you realize you can't invite anybody here because then they'll know you think they're a nard. Okay. Speaking of which, you know, Pastor Bauer invited me to lunch this week. Or pour a nard on a friend, a family member, and just as Mary did for Jesus, give them a gift they won't soon forget. I know it may feel a little foolish. Kindness isn't that common these days, but remember Mary and the nard, and remember Jesus' reaction to it, and know kindness matters. Amen. Let's stand and sing our next hymn, number 606. Please join me as we proclaim together we believe in the words of the Apostles' Creed, which is printed in the bulletin. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And let's join our hearts together in prayer. We thank you, Lord God, for Mary's example of kindness and for Jesus' teaching today. Lord, help us to look for ways to show kindness rather than ways to avoid it. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious God, we pray for all in need today. We remember especially Rodney Hines, Helen Youngerman, Sandra Link, Bev Friend, Tristan Lau, Ron Venz, John Montaigne, Clarice Laren, Andy Melrose, Dan Carey, B.J. Gifford, Helga King. We pray for Jake Gassman and his family at the death of his mother, and for all who grieve the loss of loved ones. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray, Lord, that you would protect and support the women and men who serve in the armed forces and their families. We remember especially Alex Binger, Robson Shanklin, and Kim Hall. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We lift up before you those others who are on our hearts as we name them before you silently now. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, O God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. We all say, Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. And let's share that peace with one another. And you may be seated as we continue with our offering hymn number 461. And please join me in the offertory prayer. O Lord our God, maker of all things, through your goodness you have blessed us with these gifts, With them, we offer ourselves to your service and dedicate our lives to the care and redemption of all that you have made, for the sake of him who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In the night to which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." And we pray together the prayer our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Everybody's invited to come and join us at this celebration of God's love. We have both wine and grape juice available. The grape juice is white, and in the center of the tray of cups, we have gluten-free wafers available on the organ side. Children who aren't communing yet can be brought forward for a blessing. We have on the altar today the home communion kits as a reminder that this meal is being extended out to many other people in our community who are an important part of this congregation. This is the food of God for the people of God. Come, for all is ready. And you may be seated. May the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. We want to say thank you to Kip and Judy Hauser today for the radio broadcast in memory of parents Paul and Maxine and Carl. Get your stomachs ready. Get your appetite up. Next Sunday is the Palm Sunday breakfast. Used to be Easter breakfast. Now it's Palm Sunday breakfast. So come and join us next Sunday from 7:30 to 10 for Palm Sunday breakfast. Also in your bulletins today, there are some envelopes for Lutheran Disaster Response. We're trying to get everything in by next Sunday, Palm Sunday, and then we'll get it counted and announce how much we've raised for our flood victims on Easter morning to be part of our Easter Sunday celebration. So pour some nard on some flood victims and put some money in the envelopes, a check or whatever, and get it back to us. You can put it in the offering plate or bring it to the office. Let's stand for the benediction. May Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless you now and forever. Amen. And we sing our sending hymn number 796. Go in peace. Share the good news. Thanks be to God.
3397. Here is Pastor Russell Lieber at St. John Evangelical Church in Charles City.
Good morning. Welcome to St. John Lutheran Church and Christian Preschool. I'm so glad that you could join us this morning. Our new sound and video system is installed. We're still figuring out fully how to use it, but hopefully you're hearing an improvement from what you heard before. If not, I would encourage you to consider one of the new assistive hearing devices or personal